What is a charitable contribution for federal income tax charitable contribution purposes? One of the four definitions that Joe's talked about. On your slide, you'll see six bullet points, essentially six elements. You have to have all six of them. Now, you could probably reorder them and count them in four ways or five ways, but this is not best five out of six or four. You have to have them all. Basically, a competent donor, you have to have an eligible donee or charity. Usually, you pass that one, you're a 501c3 or a state institution. You have to have donative intent. A lot of action in that particular element. The fourth, you have to have a completed transfer of ownership. And the fifth, delivery to the donee charity. Usually, again, that's another one that has lots and lots of activity as to how you actually accomplish or effectuate a transfer that is a true delivery. And then the final is acceptance by the donee. That one, like being an eligible charity, is probably an easy one. I've never had a problem with the acceptance, and of course never with being an eligible donee, but
as I said when we were talking about these six factors, I've had issues with five of the six. Being a capable number two, their donee is the only one I've never had an issue with. We had a gift that was recorded at the county recorder's office of real estate by an estate attorney who thought he was doing us a favor, and we didn't want it. We had no idea what was under the ground. We were joint tenants with someone. We didn't want the property, and here we were told, you own this piece of land. We was, no, we don't. Like, yeah, it's recorded. It's in your name. And I had to go through the law in our state to say we've never accepted it. And so you have to accept the gift. So we never accepted it. We didn't own it, and we had to file with the recorder to show that we never accepted the gift, and therefore it did not belong to us because, again, there could be liability associated with that gift. And we might not want it. Delivery, we've had people want to deliver, say, we want to give you our book collection on December 31st. Where are your books? Well, they're in California and we're in Ohio. For something like that, physical delivery is probably required before you can count that gift. And unfortunately, we did not have a way, we had to explain to the donor, there's no way to get that gift physically in our possession today. We'll talk later about how failing to properly transfer can cause problems for donors and make a charity look really bad when we get to tangible properties.
Or there may be ways of actually accomplishing a delivery without making the physical delivery by way of like a deed of gift. If the institution, for example, we're working right now on accepting Senator Alexander's papers, he's retiring from the U.S. Senate, and not everything will be ready at a particular time, but we're putting together a deed of gift that meets state law requirements for transfer of physical property.
I've used the third one to try to show someone why they really needed to give up some control. That's one of the problems sometimes you'll have with donors. They want to still be involved. They want to have some kind of control. And so sometimes it's helpful to give their accountant or their attorney this is straight from a tax court case. It's in the outline, and it's cited in there, and say, look, you got to, you know, completely and absolutely irrevocably divest yourself of title, dominion, and control of the property, and what you're wanting to do here might be a problem there. We're just trying to help you out, right, so that you don't have any issues with whether or not you can take a deduction. So you can try to use these sometimes to your advantage when you're trying to negotiate that gift and trying to cut those strings that the donor wants to keep on the gift.
And also, I had made a point when reviewing just the, even if all of these come together, you know, I work with our development officers frequently, and I try to remind them that sometimes no or not under these circumstances, those are valid words, valid phrases, that even though we have donors who make and offer gifts to us, as Joe was saying, like accepting property that you didn't even know you had had received, that carries with it all kinds of baggage, such as environmental consequences and other things like that.
Yeah. And I've found sometimes the tax person might be in the middle there. You've got the development person who's the salesperson. They want to make a gift. They want to accept a gift. You've got the finance accounting person over here who's going to have to administer it or take care of it and deal with it all. And they're like, we don't think this is something, you know, what's the tax ramifications of this for us, for them? And you sometimes are the referee in between trying to help figure out, you know, what one, if it's something that we can take, what's the best way to structure it to maximize the benefit for the donor. We want to, again, keep the donor happy, would jeopardize us in any way.
And delicate balancing.
Yes.
So once all of these elements come together, and I'll compliment Joe on the outline. It is very detailed, lots of case law citations to authority. So use that outline. It's very helpful, especially in this area of trying to figure out exactly what is a charitable contribution. Once one is made, then what might happen is you might want to thank the donor for that gift. You might end up with what is called a quid pro quo transaction. So you're giving something in exchange to the donor for making the gift, something of recognition. If it's something that is perhaps of a low-cost value, it may not affect the value of the gift, but, and we're going to talk a bit more about that in a little bit, but if it is of significant value that the donor receives in exchange for the contribution, then the institution has an obligation to value what that return benefit is and put that, state that on the gift receipt. And this is one of the only areas where the institution has to actually come up with the value.
And we'll be going over all this, as we say, in a couple slides, down the road. But most gifts have some kind of, usually there's some, not always, but a lot of times there's some kind of benefit coming back.
Right.
That's when we get involved, right? So.